Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of Introduction to Bacteria, found under the Microbiology section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with a clinical snapshot. A 25-year-old woman presents to the emergency room with dysuria and frequency of urination. She reports that she has had these symptoms for about 2 days now. Despite drinking copious amounts of water and cranberry juice, the symptoms have worsened. On physical exam, she has dry mucous membranes and suprapubic tenderness to palpation. There is no costovertebral tenderness. A urine dipstick test is positive for leukocytes and nitrates. The physician explains that she has a bacterial infection. This is a case of a urinary tract infection, likely with E. coli. Let's continue with an introduction to bacteria. As a reminder, bacteria are prokaryotic microorganisms that can cause disease in humans. Examples of diseases include pneumonia, urinary tract infections, meningitis, and cellulitis. Bacteria also exist as part of the normal human flora, and they do not contain a nucleus in the cell. In terms of the classification, bacteria are often classified via their morphology and chemical properties. Morphologies include cocci, rods or bacilli, vibrio, which are comma-shaped, and spirochetes, which are spiral-shaped. Chemical properties include the gram stain. Remember that gram-positive bacteria have a thick cell wall, gram-negative bacteria often have a thin cell wall, and some bacteria gram stain variably. There are also a variety of other stains used for particular bacteria. The bacteria may also be aerobic versus anaerobic, it may produce pigment, or it may produce certain enzymes. Now, with regards to treatment, antimicrobial medications or antibiotics either kill or inhibit the bacteria from causing further damage. The mechanisms differ, but may involve preventing bacterial protein synthesis, disrupting the cell membrane or cell wall, disrupting RNA or DNA synthesis, or inhibition of other key bacterial enzymes. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to introduction to bacteria, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A microbiology graduate student was given a swab containing an unknown bacteria that caused an ear infection in a 7-year-old girl. The student identified the bacteria as a gram-positive, catalase-negative cocci, producing green rings around the colonies when grown on blood agar. Which of the following characteristics is associated with this bacteria? And the answer choices are: choice 1, growth in bile and 6.5% sodium chloride. Choice 2, bacitracin resistant. Choice 3, bacitracin sensitive. Choice 4, negative Quelung reaction. Or choice 5, positive Quelung reaction. The best answer to this question is choice 5, positive Quelung reaction. The most common cause of an ear infection, known as otitis media, in children is Streptococcus pneumoniae, which produces a positive Quelung reaction. Strep pneumoniae is a gram-positive, catalase-negative, alpha-hemolytic, meaning produces green colonies when grown on blood agar, and optogen-sensitive cocci. It is an encapsulated bacteria, and when anti-capsular anti-sera from the immunized animal is added to the bacteria, the capsule swells and can be visualized under a microscope. Other organisms that have capsules and produce a positive Quelung reaction are the following: type B Haemophilus influenza, Neisseria meningitidis, Escherichia coli, Salmonella, Klebsiella pneumoniae, and group B Streptococcus. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. Enterococci are gram-positive, catalase-negative, gamma-hemolytic group D streptococci that grow in bile and 6.5% sodium chloride. Choice 2. Strep agalactiae are gram-positive, catalase-negative, beta-hemolytic group B streptococci that are bacitracin-resistant. Note that these bacteria are encapsulated and would also produce a positive Quelung reaction. Choice 3. Strep pyogenes are gram-positive, catalase-negative, beta-hemolytic group A streptococci that are bacitracin-sensitive. Choice 4. Viridans streptococci are gram-positive, catalase-negative, Optogen resistant, alpha hemolytic bacteria that produce a negative quelling reaction. That's all for this review about Introduction to Bacteria. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullet Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session for MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here on the MedBullets Step 1 podcast.